Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And we're here, and we're back, and we're doing it again.
We are.
That's a song.
And we sang it, and we listened, and we sang.
Okay.
What? Okay, anyways.
Yes.
We're back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, what are we talking about this week?
What are we talking about? Well, we all know that this is the holiday season. Yes. So Halloween comes and all of a sudden the holidays bombard us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Valentine's Day. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Every day's a holiday. Happy holidays.
Holiday season.
Literally, people say happy holidays for like 4 months straight.
They do. Because it's literally all the holidays all the time.
Yes.
So, with that being said, we already gave an episode on how this is also cuffing season, where people are trying their hardest to get chosen for matching pajamas and cute photos on all the holidays, Christmas morning, you know, waking up with the, you got your matching Thanksgiving sweatshirts, you got your Kwanzaa fit, all the things, the little matching couple outfits for Valentine's Day, all of it.
Yes. And speaking of that, if you want to know how mine is going, cuff dates. Remember, that is on Patreon, so become a member. But yes, outside of cuffing season, though, even those who have been in committed relationships, the holiday season brings new expectations for their relationships. Ever heard of bridal Christmas?
Yeah, actually. All right, it's the time after Christmas where newly engaged brides-to-be flock to dress stores in hopes of finding the one. Meaning most of these women were proposed to on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year.
So, which we all know because we see it all over social media. It's like, such and such got engaged. Oh shit, so did such and such. So did such and such. So did such. It's literally about to start happening. Yeah. Like, this week.
I'm about to say, starting fucking, what, Thursday?
It's gonna be like,
through,
oh shit.
Motherfucking January.
All these people are about to get engaged. Not only that, though. So there's also, like, these are fun holidays to announce the arrival of babies. Like, people put, like, you know, as gifts, like, little booties and things.
Yeah.
Or, like, and it's also the time that family members meet significant others for the first time. Like, when, you know, things are actually getting serious. Beyond the cuffing season. This is, like, perhaps a lifetime thing.
Can we just talk about, oh, my God. Those videos are so cute, though. The baby ones.
I do like the baby ones. I ain't even gonna front.
When the ones where you go to dinner with your family, and it's like, oh, I made baby back ribs. Why'd you make baby back ribs? And it's like, and you're like, oh!
Yeah, it's like, I know people. Like, I saw, like, one where it was Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, there was, like, a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their first baby. And they put, like, some little booties in a gift. And it said, like, to grandma and grandpa. And they were like, what? Grandma and grandpa?
Yeah.
And it opened it up and there was some booties and they were blue. And I was like, oh.
Oh my God. Okay, last one, because this could be a terrible tangent. But there was one where, like, they decorated their house and their parents came over. And they were like, you know, there was stockings on the mantle. But then there was, like, a little bitty one in the middle. And the parents were like, what the fuck is that? And then her mom started screaming. And then her dad was like, I don't understand. And
then, still lost her.
Yeah, and then her mom was like, one, two, three. The one in the middle is smaller. And he started crying, and then I started crying, and it was crazy.
So much. Baby fever is real, folks.
It is, but that could be a whole other episode. But anyway.
No, seriously. But yeah, but like I said, so people are getting engaged. People are having babies. People are meeting families for the first time. I mean, people trying to get cuffed. I mean, it's a lot going on as far as relationships go during the holiday season.
It is.
Like, lots and lots and lots of things happen during the holiday season.
And if you're in a black family, there's added pressure because, you know, we play too much. So if you meet the significant other for the first time, and, you know, might resemble somebody or they look like somebody, there's going to be jokes abound. Bountiful jokes. Because, you know, black people like to roast everybody.
That's why, you know what? Even if I meet somebody, they can't be my family till the summertime.
What?
Smaller groups.
Yeah.
Smaller groups of people, okay? Small doses. You ain't about to come on Christmas or Thanksgiving with everybody and my mama and yo and they mama and they mama's mama and they ex baby mama and they kids mama's daddy's friend is all here. Like, there's too many people to please. Okay, I'm gonna need you to come on a holiday that's not that important, like Arbor Day.
Come over to my mom's house for Arbor Day, bitch. What?
Nigga, you like trees?
First of all, I can name a few people in your family that you just need to wait introducing them to, and you know the first few. Yeah. But I digress.
So I said small doses. I gotta break some people up.
And it does so
Arbor dose. Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day,
fucking Cloud Day.
Okay, National Pancake Day.
We meet my family at
once
the IHOP.
Once we get five different holidays of small groups, then you can come to a big holiday.
If you last through Arbor Day, my nigga, you can come to Christmas. Anyway. But even outside of all that, your first or fifth holiday season together can be stressful when it's time for gift-giving. This is fucking true, alright?
Gift-giving can be hard.
It don't matter
how long. Some people have the gift of gift-giving, but most people don't.
I mean, most people, like, you got good ideas for the first few years, and you like, nigga, you gonna get socks. You gonna continue to get socks.
It's socks true. Is good for some people, though. My brother loves socks.
Here's the thing, though. Let's say you don't like socks.
Lewis loves socks.
Really?
That's a sock-giving nigga.
First of all,
he loves some socks.
Can we talk about how unexpected that was for me? That's not the brother I thought you were gonna talk about.
No. Lewis loves socks.
Really?
Yes.
I'm weak. I didn't know that. I learned something new. Damn.
I mean, he lives in a cave, so.
I mean, yeah.
The socks make it better. I don't know.
Anyway.
We just bought him some Naruto socks for his birthday.
I'm screaming. Love that for him, though. Love that for him. All right, so.
It's two pumps. But most people don't like socks. I don't like socks. I don't want socks. My mom named socks. I feel like socks is like a necessity. It's like saying, oh, I bought you some toupees. Like, bitch, what?
First of all, you better be grateful for this motherfucking toupees. Want your breath to be minty fresh at all times, bitch. I care about you. Your breath stink now, because I'm mad.
Buy me no motherfucking toupees.
I don't give a fuck. I'm taking it back. You don't get shit. Now.
So according to the Gazette, one way to make gift giving easier this year in your romantic relationships and even with friends and family is to communicate your love language.
So, what is love language?
Well, the five love languages: how to express heartfelt commitment to your mate. That's the whole title, y'all. Is a 1992 book. Damn, I didn't know it was that old. By Gary Chapman. So it outlines five general ways that romantic partners express and experience love, which Chapman calls love languages.
The five love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, physical touch, and receiving gifts.
Most people know about this, right?
Yes.
Most people know it. But a lot of people haven't taken the test. So, you know, it's actually free. And there's a way, and actually if you go on the website, there's like all kinds of, there's like an anger management assessment.
I'm about to say, there's all kinds of quizzes.
An apology test.
There's all kinds of quizzes. Shit. Like, you can fall down a rabbit hole. You can start at the five love languages and then fucking end up at, how do you deal with sadness? Take this quiz. Okay, bitch, clean.
But I know people are like, oh God, who wants to take quizzes? But like, part of learning, it's like good communication skills. Look, I can't talk and I'm trying to talk about communication. Look at God. Okay, what was I saying?
Good, yes, communication words. Skills.
I know some of them.
But
no, we know that the point I'm trying to make is that communication is really important in relationships.
Yes.
And part of being able to communicate means knowing what you want and like and don't like and don't want.
Yes.
So if you don't know for sure, then how can you explain it to someone else? That's why you should take a test.
And plus, who the fuck doesn't love taking quizzes? Y'all never took that BuzzFeed quiz where it's like, what kind of breed are you? Yes, I want to find out. The fuck. I'm just saying, I love quizzes. I'll take
Are you a
time.
Bean burrito, bitch? Or
bitch,
a cheese burrito?
Are you all queso? You got a little chicken? You got some habanero, you nigga?
Taco Seven Layer Supreme.
Hey, I'm taking a whole bunch of quizzes that was just like, what kind of fucking blanket are you? I don't know. Let's find out. Bitch, are you a potato? Probably. I don't know. See? Anyway. Communication. Know what you want. It's good in relationships. So after this break,
we're all going to take the test.
I'm actually going to take the quiz.
And get our feedback and share it with you guys about us. I don't know if any of you all want to date us, but just in case you do. I'm the only one single, so sex for y'all.
That's
but
for like, not.
And I'm saying
y'all.
We because we're including Jerome.
Yeah, Tech Wizard gonna be well.
Are the bald headed baby?
Oh, bald headed baby, bald headed grown man. All right, we're slap happy. So
after this break.
Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
Hi, this is Malisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye!
Back.
Yeah, nigga.
I didn't hear you push the fucking button. I tried to do stuff on the phone, bitch. Damn. Do it again. I'm mad.
I'm mad. Get out.
Y'all niggas don't shut up and go.
Jerome's here.
Hi.
You can call on Jerome.
Don't you fucking start. No. Shutting that down immediately.
Thank you.
What the fuck? I'm Metlin. Okay, let me stop that.
Nigga! You ain't even where you're supposed to be.
No!
I'm on the first question, y'all. I'm just waiting on
that. He's getting notifications on his phone.
Okay.
Ignore all of them. Just quit meddling.
They're intriguing me.
Focus mode.
Tunnel vision.
I'm like, what y'all talking about? I'm trying
Do
to
not s- disturb.
I'm trying to sneak in there. What's that meeting about?
Don't worry about it. It's grown folks.
I'm grown.
Baby. All right.
Sometimes.
Not right now.
Just being nasty.
I'm nasty. Anyway, okay, let's go.
Y'all, Devin's about to be so low.
I know,
what?
Right?
What?
It's respectful.
All right, y'all ready? Okay, here
Devin
we go.
Devin learned new shit every day. By herself. Yep. We've been ready.
Okay, so we're going to do the romantic one. So there's, okay. So you go to the website, put in 5lovelanguages.com, start here. What type of relationship would you like to strengthen? Romantic, family, friendship, workplace. Skip for now. We don't want to skip because the fuck we in here to do the shit. Okay, and this is Intimate Spaces, so we're going to do romantic. Click. Okay. Grow closer, love better. I guess there's a video you can watch. I don't want to do that, though. So, like I said, there's an apology quiz, an anger assessment quiz, but we're going to do a love language quiz. Y'all ready? Y'all already there or something?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I'm trying to help the people.
Nigga. The website is real user-friendly.
All right. So we're here for couples, singles, teens, and children. Discover your primary love language, what it means, and how you can use it to better connect with your loved ones. You can print, share, and save. They will not be saved automatically if I... I'm a screenshot, please. You know, send it to me. Are you on here? Are you doing yours? Okay. Let's go. Here we go.
You've been sitting here for 37 minutes. Ooh, you're dead. Bye, Belisha. Y'all about to hear death though, like old sound. Bye.
I'm trying to help y'all, okay? I am... This is what happens when you work in education and nobody else does. Okay,
people help don't know how to teach kids. I teach class too. The fuck?
Oh, right. I forgot it.
Now, why are you trying to get smart? You did it wrong.
Sometimes I forgot.
You did it wrong.
Other people learn.
I'm Alicia. I got PhD. I'm so smart.
I have pedagogy. How do you describe yourself? I'm single.
Wait. Which one are you on? Are you on those?
She ain't got to the thing yet.
Yeah, you didn't push me. You ain't trying to dog, baby. Bye, baby.
Oh, wow.
I thought we was going... I'm going to kill her.
I was about to say, I did that. I'm waiting on y'all niggas now. I'm in here now.
All right, we're good.
Now. Okay. AP class. All right.
So they do these little comparison things. So, okay. Damn, I don't even know. Okay, back rub.
Exactly the same as last time. I'm weak.
Jesus, how many questions are there?
I thought we were gonna read each thing.
I know, I did too.
That's
because it's just quiet.
That's because we focus, okay? You can say something, jeez.
Well, you the one that was like, we gonna take the quiz on air.
If we were gonna do it silently, we could have just did this before and then talked about
it. And then talked about it.
No.
Yes.
No. Y'all distracted me from my two situations. I can't read and talk at the same time. It's confusing.
That's why your ass really should have did this by yourself.
Y'all niggas can read the top. Y'all versatile.
We already did it. See? I see my graph.
Well then, okay, nigga.
Don't get mad at me because you can't do shit.
I'm going to flick your tit.
You should. She deserves it.
No.
Flick it.
I got you.
Just, I'm going to help. I'm going to send the dress in your way. And then you just take it out there. Should I screenshot my results?
Yes.
Post them?
Yes.
I mean, no one is surprised by my primary love language because... breath. think I know what his primary is.
Oh, okay, I'm done. I got mine.
It's probably the same shit it was last time we talked about this.
No, it's actually not.
What?
Yeah, mine's different too. It's like...
My two of mine switched.
Mine are exactly the same.
I got mine.
By the way,
I don't know how to screenshot on your phone.
Same way on any other iPhone.
Yeah,
I have the button.
I got a button too.
No, I have an actual, just a type of.
Oh yeah, you got that floaty thing that's annoying as fuck.
Great. Hey, Craig.
Ah! Yeah!
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Still the same.
Yeah. Mine's changed.
Mine didn't.
Actually, yeah. My first three kind of, like, swapped around.
Nope. Exact same order.
I was about to say. You know someone else named Jerome? I'm so
I was gonna say,
what the fuck? So, Devin, what's yours? I already know.
I was gonna say, you know what it is.
It's gift giving.
Yes,
it's
receiving gifts. It's my primary.
Jerome, what's yours?
Quality time.
I knew it, bro.
Mine is also quality time.
Yeah, because y'all niggas like to see people.
Yeah, but mine was physical touch the first time I took it.
It was. It moved.
Physical touch. The change on mine was acts of service. On my first one was 20%, and on this one it was 13%. My receiving gifts 10%, as opposed to 3%. So,
but
my physical touch switched to being my third choice now.
The crazy part is words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time. I got the same one, so they're all tied for second.
What's your least? Acts of service?
Yep.
She's like, I ain't doing shit for nobody, especially a nigga, fuck a nigga.
Well, no, it's about what she doesn't like, so she doesn't care if people do things for her.
I don't give a fuck about nobody.
No, because I like to do shit myself.
I got 0% in gift giving. Or receiving gifts. Like, anybody can buy me a gift that I'm gonna be liking.
Yeah,
so I do like, not saying that I don't like gifts, I do like gifts.
I'm about to say, and returns friends this gift right now. Bye.
Right. I do.
Yeah, I'm much rather.
Yeah, no, I do like gifts, but in my mind, that's not you saying that you love me. That's just like...
You trying to buy me, huh?
It's just a gift. I like gifts, though.
I'm about to say, that is my favorite thing. How you tell me you love me, buy me shit.
At least you're honest.
Right.
I mean, it's such a Leo, though. Like,
yeah. We like gifts. I know people are like, they're like that. They're like, oh, no, I don't like gifts. But then you don't give me a gift.
No, fuck that. I want to be surprised. Give me shit all the time.
I expect gifts on holidays.
My default for all y'all's gifts is Bitcoin. I'm just letting y'all know.
That's fine. Tell me what to do with it.
I mean, all y'all got Cash App.
So. What, do I mine it?
No, you just let it sit there until you try to sell it.
Okay, I'm about to say, somebody said something about mining. I need a pickaxe, bitch. I will be in there and click.
Yeah, oh, God.
I don't know shit about Bitcoin for sure.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah,
okay, wait. Will you put it in a box and write Bitcoin?
It'll be on your Cash App.
Okay.
So I get 32% quality time. My second one is acts of service.
My second one is words of affirmation, which is also fair because my anxiety be kicking in.
My second one is.
But you know, you want to know why I think it changed now that I'm really sitting here thinking about it?
Why?
Because I stay so busy that, like, I really, really appreciate when people just do things for me.
Like, yes. When I cleaned your car?
Yes. That really meant so much. I'm going to cry.
All right, really meant that much to you?
Like, seriously.
Damn, for real?
Yes.
Like, and I appreciate, like, when Kiara and Jaden them, like, clean my house, but they make me pay them. So, like, the fact that y'all did that shit for free, I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know, you give us so many rides.
I was like, this is amazing. I'm gonna cry. Like, when people are like, oh, I cooked. Do you want to come pick up? Bruh, you want me to marry you today? Because I will. Today.
Not today. We're now married, Blink. What?
No, but seriously.
You do like acts of service.
I just feel like I never have time to do anything. So when people like notice and actually do stuff for me, I'll be like, oh my God, you're the best person in the world. Mm-mm. Seriously. Because my shit be looking crazy. When y'all cleaned up my house, I was like, y'all really do love me.
I do stuff for people that I will never do for myself. And I
who cleaned up your house?
When all y'all came over before the
podcast. Oh, yeah.
See, look, you don't even remember it. I'm like, that was the, I was like, they really like me. They're really my friends.
I mean, it was just like, I'm gonna be helpful.
Like, coming to your events and stuff, like, you know, as far as niche and stuff, you're like, I'm not, you know, your folks and stuff don't really appeal to me, but you're my friend, so I'm going to see your shit.
I sat with you at a table and looked at people.
And I'm gonna be like, I know her.
And then Jada made me get up because I was in her seat. Jada made me get up because I was in her seat.
Yeah.
Jerk.
If you don't buy her book, I'm gonna beat you up.
Yes, but yes. I looked at this. Help me with my homework.
You do be getting hype about like stuff like that. Now that I think about it.
I think it's a newfound appreciation though, because when I first took this test like 3 years ago, it was that high.
Probably.
Yeah, when I took the test, it was a few years ago. It was definitely more of a active service than quality time.
Yeah, my physical touch was the highest.
But you know what? Now in hindsight, when I took that, I was in my relationship with Becca too.
Yeah. See, that's why I was like, I know we probably already took it, but really we should take it again just to kind of see if anything changes, because you know life be happening.
Yeah, shit changed.
But we've had like major changes though. I think that's probably why ours has changed.
That's also true.
You got out of a marriage.
Yeah.
I'm in like a completely different place than I was 3 years ago. So.
Fair.
Yeah. Then oh damn it! I keep on doing it.
Just hit him in his face with his phone one time. Pull the drone on drone.
But my physical touch is third, you know, because I do like to be touched. Okay. If you don't touch me, you don't love me.
This love also you. True.
Ow!
Yay, from both of us.
That really hurts. Oh God.
But love he touched
hurts.
You.
Love hurts, though.
So, that means he loves you.
Just reference. They can't hear you over your screams. All right, just for reference, I told her I'd flick her tit.
Hey, be in pain quieter so we can talk about the rest of this.
Yeah, suffer silently.
Damn, anyway. So.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. Illustrated. You said physical touch.
I can't breathe. Okay. Let me think of that lady who was stuffing the grapes.
Oh, and she fell off the thing.
Yeah. We're so sorry, though. You have to listen to this.
This podcast is such a...
It's wild.
I love this podcast.
It's wild, yo.
And you still got the thing damn locked.
After all of that death,
you caused me pain.
You'll be all right.
Like, it tells you to scream quieter.
I told you I was going to do it. You should have prepared yourself.
I mean, I'm hugs. Okay, pats on the back. Kisses not from you.
Oh.
Damn. Why'd you say it that fast? That's okay. Funny.
Yes, I love hugs. One day hugs are my absolute favorite.
Box, and she also is going to be like,
physical touch me.
With an I love you on the glove.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love you.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of love from Drone. He got you a box with something coming out of it.
Really? But no, I love hugs. Hugs are my favorite.
You do like hugs?
I love kisses too, actually.
Well, for somebody who loves physical touch so much, I'd be trying to give you a hug. You'd be like, don't touch me. I'd be like, well, fuck.
That is not true.
Yes, you do.
That is not true.
You're a mean ass little gremlin.
That is not true. I gave you a kiss that one time. You was like, yeah, don't kiss me.
Well, that was weird as the fuck. We were adding a bit. People already think we're lesbians. The fuck?
See? Or, exactly. Okay.
Bruh!
I was like, I was touching Dev's knee. Dev was like, don't do that. People gonna think we're lesbians.
And literally 2 seconds later, what happened?
People asked us how long we've been together.
What the fuck did I say?
Y'all are lesbians.
We really are. She's my stand-in date. Like, if Bae can't come, Alicia come.
This is why I'm gonna be single for life. Apparently, I'm already in a relationship, but I just didn't know it.
I told you he was in a relationship. That's why you be neglecting me, and I be calling you sometimes like, hey, bro. Take me on a date, makes you pretty. Anyway, yeah, physical touch.
Yay.
That's third for me. Still very important.
Physical touch is third for me now.
Like, I like to be touched.
I like to be touched, though. I ain't gonna say I don't like to be touched.
I like
to be touched. Because the last relationship I was in, he never wanted to touch, and I about lost it. Y'all know this.
I was like, who? Forgot.
Physical touch is something I have to, like, get used to. I'm used to, like, you know, y'all doing like massage therapy and shit, so I'm used to
touching
other people.
And not in a loving way, okay.
Well, no, I mean,
not in like a sexual, like a romantic way.
Yeah. That, and I mean, even with my partners too, like I always like was talking to partners stuff, but like, you know, I'm
when
never,
they do it back.
Yeah, I'm just like,
is it weird?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I mean, not so much anymore.
I mean, yeah, but like,
yeah, but yeah, it's definitely something I got used to. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess receiving, what's the term for someone who likes to give pleasure? I used to know it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Here, let me Google it real quick.
I was like, Google it.
Yeah, but yeah, y'all know, I was arguing at his kid's party about the lack of touch that we were having.
Yeah,
and that was inappropriate.
Are you talking about that bitch nigga? You know, I had somebody who's got the same name as him, and I called him the other day, and I almost called that bitch nigga, and I was like, oh shit, let me delete this number.
Oh no, I must say, because you know, the before that man touched you all the time. Yeah, sexually and not sexually, because he just put his face on your face and y'all would just stay there.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, bro, and he'd be like, wait.
Man,
I remember that shit.
No, my very first serious relationship, yeah, we definitely touched all the time.
But I think his love language might have been physical touch, because he did that to other people.
Yes,
because he used to do that to me all the time.
His love language is definitely physical touch. He wants to just grab on you like this for
like platonically. That nigga liked to touch people.
Remember, he used to fucking arrest me.
Yes, it was a whole thing. You got body slammed.
I'd be like, dude.
And then your ass started working at the Western College and started doing fucking holds on people. So you like to, I guess, well, why are you mad at your own dick? You used to violently slam people into the ground.
That was practice for my job. I was trying to keep myself safe.
Nobody wanted that.
Put you in a hole. So what? I don't know how to put a kid in a hole.
Anyways.
Damn, I can't find it.
But yeah, words of affirmation is my fourth one.
Words of affirmation are my second. I need you to give me a gift, tell me you love me, and touch me.
See, I just feel like people lie. Niggas be lying. Lying ass niggas.
No. Did you not hear what I just said? The gift is the action. The affirmation confirms it. And you fucking touched me.
That's why I think I don't like words of affirmation. They'll be like, oh, I love you. You so beautiful, nigga. You a liar.
You a lying ass nigga. Well, that's called distrust.
That sounds like a couple years ago.
That sounds like you don't trust people, ma'am.
But also, I want you to say it, but also, I don't believe you, nigga.
So how?
You better jump through these hoops of fire. I don't. Draws on.
I don't feel the love. Got until.
Oh my God!
You say you don't feel the love until you put it in your guts.
Yeah.
Period.
basically, that's what you say. I hate both of y'all right now. Y'all stupid. That nigga.
Do that and then make me a sandwich. Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Not oh my God.
Actually, yeah, that's right.
I don't even know how to react.
Okay. Fuck me good and make me a hamburger. Nigga.
Okay, so context is important.
Then I'm like, yeah, you love me. This nigga love me.
Context is important there, because he could make you a hamburger that you are going to consume. Or he could make you a hamburger because he's cannibal.
It's true.
See?
What the fuck did we get cannibalism from, nigga?
Cause you said make
no more TV for you.
First of all, I can do what the fuck I want. Second of all, you said make me a hamburger.
I meant go into the kitchen and make an actual hamburger.
Be clear.
I don't have to be clear with normal people that don't watch merch shows.
Right, you well, could you pick
Dahmer, nigga.
You pick the right wrong nigga, and right. You gonna be a hamburger.
Right, and be like, this was the last bitch who asked me to make a hamburger. Here you go.
You want a Malisha burger?
We got Samantha,
Malisha, right there. My bad.
Karen with mayo.
Y'all niggas knew what I meant.
Somebody is fucked up like me.
I said, fuck me good. Go in that kitchen. Make me a cheeseburger, bacon, lettuce, no tomato, no pickle, no onion.
So, all
right. And put my clothes in the dryer.
All right, so I got a question for y'all.
What?
Based off y'all's results, what is your ideal first date?
Ooh. Well, I know this for a fact. I hate movies. I hate movies as first dates because you can't talk.
Okay, so tell me what your ideal first date is.
I don't know. Something where you can talk.
All right, I'll go first.
I'm not saying I'll go second. I got this shit.
So my ideal first date is like going to some body of water, a pond, lake, some shit, like, no phones, no shit. Like, we just listen to fucking the birds and shit. Maybe do some shrooms with me. And then, yeah. Like, quality time. Like, I don't like
vibes.
Yeah. Like, I don't spend hundreds of dollars on dates, and I don't spend nothing on dates. And usually the ones that I spend nothing on a date, like, was more enjoyable for everybody involved.
Fair. For me, I mean, it's literally just, if we've been, you know, talking or whatever, and it's like, you know, I want to meet up with you, da-da-da. So, what I need you to do.
Lord,
in
order.
It's not to be extravagant. It's not to be extravagant, because it's simple as the fuck. But what I need you to do is think about the shit that we talked about, right? Remember that shit. And pick one of them things, base the motherfucking first date off that. Haha.
What gift can you bring you on the first date?
Nigga, I will cry if you, I mean, you could have been like 3 weeks ago, what's your fucking favorite candy? And I would have been like, peanut M&M's. It's like, what the fuck you like to drink? Fucking frozen margaritas. You pop up at my motherfucking house, or wherever we at, and I'm like, meet me at this location. I got a surprise for you. You got motherfucking margaritas and M&M's? Nigga. I don't know. And I get a hug? I don't know. And you told me I'm pretty, bitch. It's a perfect storm.
Hey, Google, play some rain sounds.
No. I think, yeah. I don't know. I don't have, like, a specific place I like anything. I just...
I'm about to say, mine's not a place. It's more place of an agnostic, idea.
Yeah.
It just has really to be somewhere.
Nigga! Google, you don't even listen!
Hey, Google don't never listen no other time.
And while we recording, no, Google say you gonna hear these rain sounds, nigga.
But no, seriously, I think it really just needs to be somewhere where we can talk. And like,
What if, okay.
I don't want there to be a lot of other people around.
Okay.
But I want there to be enough people around because it's the first day.
Fair.
But I need to be seen.
Yeah.
But,
damn.
But I don't
know. He said I need to be seen. Me. Yeah. Nigga. No. Okay. I got it. I'm a guess.
Okay.
This is real fictional, but I'm going to do it. The Bow of the Titanic. He's standing behind you. Y'all talking. Don't you fucking do it. That's why I hit it. Now. Ew. What the fuck was that? That was sharp.
It was just a sharp piece of paper. You got it.
Why is you ripping paper?
My business.
Stop.
Okay, so we're going to add something to Jerome. He has a 6. It's called acts of violence. If he's violent towards you on a daily basis, he also really loves you, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he'd be trying to kill us.
It's protection. I got to keep on your toes. See, you blocked that shit. He was like, wah! You got, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Yes, reflexes.
Anyway.
Master head. Anyway.
So what? Be on the Titanic.
Okay, you're on Titanic, nigga. Holding you from behind, rubbing your shoulders.
This the first date?
Yeah, rubbing you from behind, rubbing your shoulders.
Yeah, we're gonna die.
By the way, shut up. No, you're perfectly safe. Okay, now, we
on the Titanic?
Bruh. Fuck I say dream. Now, yeah, on the bow of this bitch, okay? Fucking rose moment. Nigga, rub your arms. Hey, y'all talking about dreams and he's telling you poetry. What the fuck?
Hey, I'm with that.
Exactly. Now, see?
See, oh yeah, I think that would be a good first date. Like, going to, like, a spoken word event, or, like, a jazz event, or blues. I like blues.
And then he takes you back home, and he does your laundry. And then he leaves.
Now he got fucking good.
Wait.
On top of the clean laundry.
On top of the, oh!
Fresh after dry. Cause
it's oh, it's warm!
The towel's on top, so it
ignores. Period.
It's girl just smell on your futon.
Jerome, write a book.
Jerome, Felicia just smell on your futon.
Ooh. It's too much.
There's a wet spot underneath you right there, ain't it? Sit up.
Sit up.
Afterwards, with a chocolate sundae.
Chocolate sundae, bitch.
I got a total piece, bitch. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. This nigga been playing a game this whole time. Anyways.
No nuts on Sunday.
All right. We've gone off the rails. Love languages. Love languages.
Okay.
It's time to leave. Love languages.
But yes, anyway.
You got them.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll drop the link for y'all to take it.
We'll drop our results.
Yeah, we're definitely going to drop our results. Not till next week, though.
Somebody cuff Melissa so she'll stop hitting up Atlantis.
Oh, did he say the nigga name on the...
No. He said the water part. He said the water part.
I am messy, though. But
he's a messy nigga.
This the motherfucking shade room, bitch.
I don't know that nigga.
We need to bleep this out. I'm scared.
This motherfucking shade room, the Breakfast Club, bitch. This too much.
You don't want to be Aquaman with a...
All right.
Shout out to the guy, the
All right, now, on that note, we ain't got shit else to say to y'all. Because now we got to go do that bitch crow. This be the episode this nigga listens to. Anyways, we gonna get a text message. Did you call me out
nigga,
by
you
name?
You support me?
First of all,
I am confusion.
Hey, no. I don't know that nigga. Y'all got to deal with that radiation fallout. I mean,
who? I ain't seen that nigga in a business year. Who?
You seeing him what, tomorrow?
Ooh. All right. We'll see y'all next time on Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. I'm Devin.
We hiring for a new IT person. We don't pay nothing, but we need to replace him.
His quality time has been cut. We are ending his contract.
Okay. Somebody help. Send help.
So, who's the coder? Can you program some shit to crash? Because we need to send help.
Oh my God.
Fight this man.
So we're going to be done.
Okay. We got to be done.
All right. It's been real, folks.
Yes.
Too real.
Sorry.
Too real.
Sorry, not sorry.
Damn, y'all didn't even need a cuff date for that bitch. Wow.
Well,
see you all next time. Come on, join in, Jerome. It's your last time on the show for eternity.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Bye. Bye.